Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We are back with Arthur Holland Michel, his book, Eyes in the Sky. We're talking about this incredible technology. And Arthur, we were talking about the good and the possible bad with this kind of technology. In your opinion, what could be the bad part of this?
Well, look, the fact of the matter is there has not been a single surveillance technology in history that I can think of that, despite having been created perhaps with the best intentions, has not given rise to unintended consequences or has just straight up been abused. And the same could very much be possible for Eyes in the Sky. It gives you tremendous power. I mean, you can see a person's every move for hours and hours on end. You can find out who they're associated with. You can find out whether they frequent particular areas of, you know, political meetings or, you know, sites of worship or businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, give you a sense of what they're into and what they're all about. And that gives you tremendous power, something that you may not necessarily have at ground level.
How did the technology develop? Who came up with this?
Well, let me ask you the question, actually. Let's start with the question, actually. Have you heard of a movie called Enemy of the State?
Yes.
Yes. A great Will Smith movie from 1998 about the NSA, a sort of rogue cell within the NSA. There's this satellite in that movie, a totally fictional satellite that is able to scan the entire Eastern Seaboard and track Will Smith wherever he goes. Well, there was an engineer from a government lab watching that movie in 1998, and he was so inspired by that satellite, he said, what if we made one of those? And that was actually the seed of inspiration that gave rise to this technology, which has an uncanny resemblance to that satellite in Enemy of the State. So they looked at the technology and they said, well, you know, maybe we can't make a satellite, but let's see what we can do. And they strapped some cameras together and they used some clever image processing techniques. And then the CIA got very interested in what they were doing because they saw that there was a possibility that they might be able to use it to go against insurgent networks in Iraq. These are groups that, you know, operate very diffusely in large cities. You may be able to find out who they are by tracking them from where they've come and where they're going to, just using a single IED attack as your first sort of starting off point. And again, since you can watch the whole area, it doesn't matter if you weren't pointing there with your telescopic cameras, the camera sees everything, right? And so that sort of started this race against the clock program to try and get this technology into the battlefield as quickly as possible, because these groups really did believe that they were going to be able to make a difference, to actually stop the tide of violence in these IED attacks, and try and change the tide of the war. And so these technologies were initially deployed in 2006, and they continue to be used today.
Might they have found Osama bin Laden with this kind of technology?
They would have had to be there, you know, well in advance, because it's a technology that works best for something like that if you're watching an area persistently over days and days and perhaps even weeks, so that you can really figure out what the patterns of the network are and who's the boss. The other thing is that Osama bin Laden, right after the invasion of Afghanistan, went up into the mountains, as far as we know. And this technology is better suited for cities, because a city is a relatively concentrated area. It's not going to be able to surveil thousands of square kilometers.
Right.
At once. But if they were able to narrow it down to a particular area, who knows? Yes, I mean, it's very possible.
What is the 2016 Baltimore event or operation, Arthur?
Sure. So in 2016, the Baltimore Police Department set up a secret effort to deploy one of these cameras over the city of Baltimore persistently, that is to say, every day, with the aim of conducting surveillance over the people of Baltimore to solve, as one document put it, unsolvable crimes. The only hitch was that the people of Baltimore were not told about this operation, and this plane conducted hundreds and hundreds of hours of surveillance of the entire city, I mean 32 square miles. Before it was revealed, and then the police department had to close it down because there was a lot of public pushback. I spent two truly eye-opening days in Baltimore observing the operation in full swing when it was still completely secret. And so I was sitting there in the control room watching the whole city of Baltimore. And then I went out onto the street, and I knew that the plane was flying, and I looked around me, and nobody else did. And that was a really strange feeling.
That was weird, I bet.
It didn't feel right to me.
That must have been kind of unnerving.
Yeah, it was quite incredible. I sat in on a briefing where the analysts showed how they had tracked a number of individuals who had been involved in a lethal shooting for hours on end as they moved through the city, both backwards in time and forwards in time. And at one point, I recognized the street where these murder suspects were driving along. And I realized it was the street where the office was located. And then I stepped out onto that street, and it was a pretty spooky experience.
Now, the technology is called the Wide Area Motion Imagery, right?
Correct.
And it's, where will it be, in your opinion, in 10 years?
Well, there are a few things that are happening. One is that the camera technology is improving. So the earliest iterations of this technology weighed about 1,000 pounds. That means you needed a very large aircraft to be able to carry it. Now you can get that same performance in a 30-pound camera.
Wow.
Think about that.
Can they do it via satellite?
You can do it by satellite
as
well. And so we're going to see a couple of things happening. One is, as the technology gets smaller, you're probably going to be able to see it on drones. You're going to be able to have swarms of drones that are going to cover very, very large areas, and they're all networked together. You're also going to see that same fundamental technology appearing at ground level on CCTV cameras. So you have cameras that, instead of, you know, having to rely on chance to see if, you know, the bank robber happened to be in frame at the right time, these cameras will get a 360-degree view of everything around them. There was one camera that was installed in Logan Airport in Boston, in Terminal A, and the single camera was able to see pretty much everybody in the entire terminal at once.
Remarkable.
And then the other thing, as you mentioned, is satellites. So as satellite technology improves and satellites become smaller and cheaper to launch, and as the imaging technology gets cheaper and smaller, you're going to be able to have constellations of satellites that don't just take the images that you see in Google Earth, they take video. And so it's likened to Google Earth, but moving. And you just think about that for a second.
You see the days when there's going to be a police chase, and then all of a sudden, out of the skies, they blow up the car?
Well, that might be a little drastic, as you know, with all of the threats that have existed and all of probably even the temptation to do something like that in the last, you know, 20 years, police departments have not done that. And I think there's a pretty strong policy reason for that. That being said, there's no reason why they wouldn't send the drones up to, you know, chase the car down
right.
in that manner. And actually, that's something that happens fairly regularly now.
Is this kind of technology violating our constitutional rights at all?
Well, at the moment, as current privacy law stands, this technology is completely legal.
Illegal?
Legal, yes. In fact, I have operated one of these cameras over the city of Albuquerque in New Mexico, and I needed no special permission. I needed no certification. We didn't even have to inform the air traffic control tower of what we were doing. We just said we were doing a photo mission. And that is because, look, if you're doing a cross-country, if you're in an airplane taking a cross-country flight and you poke your camera out of the window and you take an image, you know, you obviously haven't done anything illegal.
No, no.
That's because the airspace is public. It's like taking a picture in a park. If someone happens to be in your image, it's their problem, not yours. Well, that's essentially the extent of how the law defines it, and so that can be interpreted in all sorts of different ways. You know, maybe you have an iPhone and you're taking a camera from taking an image from the sky, but someone else has a camera that is hundreds of times more powerful, and then they're passing that information over to law enforcement. That falls under the same set of, you know, rules, and that's the rub. You know, that's why the regulations seem to be at a point where they have some catching up to do.
That's amazing, isn't it? When you think of it,
it is. It's quite astounding. Having seen what this technology is capable of, to think that it is, as one source put it to me, no different to someone sticking a GoPro out of the side of a Cessna, you know, that's clearly not the case. You can do all sorts of things with this that you can't just do with a drone or even a helicopter with a very powerful telescopic camera.
What kind of technology, Arthur, do we have on our satellites now that could compare to this?
So at the moment, by and large, at least satellites that we know about only do still imaging. That is to say, they take still photographs. There have been some experiments to make videos from satellites. The problem with that is that a satellite travels at 17,000 miles an hour. It crosses from one end of the horizon to the other in about 90 seconds, which means that you may be able to get a good video clip of whatever you want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
That video clip will only be 90 seconds long.
Right. Unless another satellite picks it up or something like that.
Exactly. And so if you have enough satellites, which previously was very, very expensive, every satellite cost $500 million or more, now they're much cheaper. If you have enough, then as soon as the first satellite passes over the horizon, the second satellite is ready on the other side to pick up the feed. There are some other technical challenges involved in that, but all of the technological barriers that previously existed to space-based video surveillance very, very quickly, beginning to fall. And in fact, there is a company that just made an announcement last year that they were going to do video from space at large, and it's a company with investments from, I think, Bill Gates and SoftBank. So it it's clearly a serious proposition.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.